Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about controlling feed costs as we go through the next 12 to 18 months. As we know, feed is about 50% of our total cost of production, so anything we can do to lessen these expenses is generally in our favor as long as it does not negatively impact milk production. One of the costly inventories that we carry on all of our dairy farms are forages. So I want to encourage you to really consider how much silage you need to chop and store this year. Do you have some corn acres that could be converted from silage to grain harvest? This could reduce our overall grain bill and reduce the amount of outside income we need to pay for feed. For those of you that purchase corn silage, this may be one of those years where you continue to try to manage your forage inventory to a point that you actually, at the end of the chopping season, you only have 14 to 16 months of corn silage on the ground. How about if you're going to be short on corn silage? Can you actually short yourself on corn silage and use something else to fill in? Well, we'd have the opportunity to raise some triticale or maybe even some rye over the winter, chop it in the spring of 2020, then use that to fill in for some of the corn silage inventory we would normally chop and pay for in the fall. Lastly, as you look at your inventory, if you're feeding your own heifers, feed some cheaper forages to manage our cash flow over the next 12 to 18 months. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take careful inventory of forages and determine what's actually needed to make it through the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.